Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light Submissive Sacrifice. This file will take you on a journey where part of you may be left behind while another part will grow stronger. Before we begin, we must put ourselves in the right frame of mind. Much of this will be almost like a dream. It can be one of those nights where you're on the edge of sleeping, thoughts flowing through your mind, and you're not quite sure if the thoughts you have are dreams or simply considerations. It's one of those nights where outside a storm may rage, but inside there is a beautiful calm. Perhaps slow blinks, maybe gentle deep breaths. It's on a night like this that myths occur, where strange fantasies weave their way into wonderful realities. It is at a moment like this that, without even realizing it, you might be drifting in a state where your dreams drop into place. And before the dreams truly begin, there is another place where your mind can go. A mental, wonderful state of being, feeling submissive. And there's a very interesting part about being submissive, as it requires someone on the other side as well. The dominant. For the submissive, a dominant is like a giant. They tower and protect. They hold and guide. There's a lot of subtleties and wonderful intricacies involved into feeling submissive. And part of that is having feeling, recognizing the right dominant for you. And in this state, in this dream, in this fantasy fighting with reality, you can hear your dominant. And those words, the sentences strung together to string you along into a deeper place, and yet helping you to fall even further into the wonderful sensations that trance can bring. Because your mind enjoys these vagueness voluntarily fluttering through your mind, and embrace. Open to fantasy becoming reality. A thought, a place, instructions found in an old book given by someone I've known for a very long time. Many of the instructions were quite specific, but you will never read them. They are mine to know, as you do not need to know where you are going to be guided. All you know, all you need to know, is who guides you there, who pulls you further or takes you in. It is a night, a dark night where your body has been fluttering on the edge of sleep for a while now. My footsteps passed you by. They simply became another element in one of your dreams. You were surprised when you found me in front of you holding what appeared to be a chalice. A metal that could be gold or something like it, with a strange liquid inside. The scent was sweet. It felt warm to the touch of your hand, the metal easily giving way to the warmth the liquid must be holding inside. It felt pleasantly heavy in your hands. Your eyes looked up at me, curious, wondering, maybe even doubting what my intentions were, just because this was all so strange. I nodded at the chalice in your hands. Drink. I know you wanted to become even more submissive, even more subservient, craving to let that feeling spread to every part of your body. And I found a recipe that will help you. As soon as the first words left my lips, you had already begun. The liquid was sweet, but pleasantly so, warm, almost like hot chocolate, guiding itself through your throat, into your stomach, where it caused a glow of pleasant warmth. You didn't need to drink everything, and after a few sips, I took it away from you. Part of your body was almost disappointed. It tasted nice. It felt good. It felt very good. In fact, your whole body was feeling rather tingly all over. Again, it felt almost as if you were ready to fall asleep, but something else was going on. You blinked slowly, fuzzily. You had difficulty focusing on my image, as your body felt so heavy, so very heavy. And there was a moment where you were sure that you had fallen asleep, not knowing where it came from. What felt like a blink must have been much longer, as you suddenly found yourself in a different place. You were face down on something, well, not entirely comfortable or uncomfortable. Perhaps a stone, but it was warm. Maybe you had been laying there for a while before you woke. You wanted to move, but your arms and legs were shackled, strapped down. You tried to look around, but it was difficult to see much around you. All you could see is that you were face down on something that looked a little bit like an altar. You could see the chalice nearby. You could still smell the sweet liquid, pleasant, warm in your stomach. You blinked again. It was difficult to keep your attention with the moment. You kept zoning out. Now, this is for your well-being. I am going to take from you anything still dominant in your body. You will be a submissive sacrifice. And by the end of this, you'll have no choice but to thank me. Part of your mind wanted to rebel, but the body was too fuzzy, too confused to do anything. You didn't realize how naked you were on the slab before me. You noticed suddenly something sharp against the center of your back, perhaps the tip of a knife, but you weren't sure. With extreme care and gentle movements, taking all the time I needed, I carved a symbol in your back. The strokes of the knife felt almost like a caress with something sharp. It didn't hurt at all, but it also still felt dangerous. You could feel the coolness of some cloth dapping on your back, possibly absorbing any drops that had escaped your skin. The sensations felt almost like tingling, your body so warm and comfy, and yet strapped down, shackled. Part of your mind faded in and out of consciousness as you heard me recite strange words. You could feel that they were not my own, but came from a language much older than us. You wanted to look around, you wanted to see what was happening, but your eyes were so tired. You could feel the energy being drained from your body, the tingling on your back becoming more and more profound, almost like a burning. And yet, so comfortable, so nice, your whole body just surrendered to the moment. The words spoken, soft, almost monotone, drifted you by. You could feel a coolness spreading through your body, almost searching for any part of you that wasn't completely submissive. And with a vague realization, almost like a last breath, you dropped deep. Whatever it was that was seeking, it had found deep inside of you the last edge, leaving behind nothing but beautiful, blissful subservience. a wonderful aching need to obey your dominant. What must you do? And the words just kept flowing through your mind, echoing, drifting. And who do you obey? And almost it felt like the first time, because you knew that the answer would set you free. And how much do you obey me? Very good. Without a single thought, your answers left your lips, speaking the truth and letting you rest. Once your eyes closed, it was like time disappeared completely. In the blink of an eye, you were moved again, waking up inside a bed that felt entirely familiar, smelt like home. Was this all a dream? Your wrists, ankles slightly itchy, maybe even red. And somewhere in the center of your back, just outside of what you could see, there was an itching, as if a wound was still healing. It was a night, dark, empty outside, and inside there was a warm fire, a deep desire to submit, to surrender, to serve. And as soon as you hear the voice of your dominant calling for you, deep inside wakes the submissive to serve. To serve is to feel purpose complete. And within this lies a beautiful freedom. Maybe all of this was just a dream. A dream on the edge of falling asleep. Just a daydream in the middle of the night. Because who knows what is real or not? Who knows where the border, the edge, where the limits lie of your thoughts and feelings? Your fluttering fantasies taking flight and landing somewhere else. It was just another normal night, with some mild echoes of something else. Wake, and let yourself return slowly back to reality. With a few blinks and a deep breath, wake.